Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today I think we're going to bring very glad tidings to sufferers of high blood pressure, because this is a ubiquitous problem. Statistics show that virtually half the population over the age of 60 requires blood pressure medication. Blood pressure does respond to diet and exercise and supplements, and we've talked about this endlessly. But I've come across what I consider a marvelous innovation in the field of blood pressure control. It is a natural innovation. So this is what we're looking for. We're looking for ways to forestall dependency on blood pressure medications with all the attendant side effects. Inevitably, blood pressure medication, although some people tolerate it well, still is going to slow you down to some extent. You don't want to end up requiring blood pressure meds. So today we're going to talk to Steve Wood. Steve Wood is president of Zona Health, based in Boise, Idaho. Now, he got to this position as a result of his long study of how he could control his own blood pressure in a scientifically based natural way. And along the way, he came upon the principle for Zona Plus therapy. And it's really taken off. He's received 11 patents on the therapy in the U.S. and around the world. In order to help improve the scientific support for the device, he's been a team member for research in three countries. And he's led the effort to get an FDA clinical trial approved. And because of his strong belief in the need to help people control their blood pressure, he helped start Zona Health. He's made it a life mission to bring blood pressure down safely via natural means. So, welcome, Steve. It's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine.
Well, thank you for having me, Dr. Hoffman. I'm really glad to be here.
Okay, so first of all, you know, let's define the scope of the problem. High blood pressure afflicts, you probably have some statistics on this. How many Americans do. And what percentage of people require meds?
There's between 70 and 80 million Americans. About 1.1 billion people around the world have high blood pressure. It's the number one attributable cause of death in the world. So a huge issue. The number of people that have tried meds runs about 60-70% of the hypertensive population. There's a fair number that don't know they have it. Mm-hmm. And about 22% won't take meds really for any reason. They'll try any alternative. So that leaves you with about 60%.
And some of them, you know, okay, appropriately they refuse meds, but sometimes, you know, I see patients who are into natural therapy coming to my office, and they think they're doing everything possible, but their blood pressure is still high, so they're maybe in a little bit of a fool's paradise.
Yes, and so there's two parts of it. One is that hypertension doesn't really give you any obvious symptoms until it's extreme, but the risk factors are high, stroke, cardiovascular events, are one of them, but there's just the damage to your arterial system as well. So that's one side of it. The other side of it is people that have been on medications, at the end of 1 year, about 50% of them quit their medications, primarily for side effects, some for cost, primarily for side effects. So you end up with a very low treated population.
So, all right, it's the silent killer. And what's actually happening when we have high blood pressure physiologically? Is there some explanation for why our blood pressure goes out of kilter?
There's a lot of theories. It's an interesting thing. When I first started looking into this, high blood pressure to me was like, you know, oil change in a car. It was something you should be able to just do and fix. But what I found as I started investigating is there's a lot of reasons for high blood pressure. They're not all the same. And when you get right down to it, and I've been fortunate to talk to some of the greatest experts in the world, and literally the people that are on the cutting edge of this this study, and their answer is we don't know why people get high blood pressure. We know they do. Almost everybody eventually will end up with it if you live long enough. But ultimately, they don't know why. Since they don't know what the cause technically is, they start putting together causes. So some of the obvious ones, which you've mentioned, you know, lack of any kind of exercise, overweight. Believe it or not, easiest way, drink more water. It drops blood pressure better than a lot of things. Mm-hmm. The right nutritional balance and the right minerals And so as you look through this, you see certain things that become common. And what you're finding is that you get very typically a commonality is the endothelial dysfunction, the lining of the arteries in the body quit being smooth and producing nitric oxide and become bumpy. You can imagine what happens to blood flow. They then become less elastic. It's called distensibility. They become less distensible. And so you can see those things happening. But is it happening because of the liver or the kidneys? Or is it happening because of something that's somewhere else in the circulatory system? Or now they're putting ties together with the autonomic nervous system, saying vagal tone makes a big difference. Are you sympathetic or parasympathetic? What I came to the conclusion of ultimately was every individual has a different combination of these things, and there might be three or four of these problems, but ultimately you have to solve it, because what it does to your body is it makes you unable to function properly.
So in a way, you know, the term hardening of the arteries, there may be something to this, because arterial stiffness contributes to the inability to properly adapt to position change and maintain normal blood pressure. And sometimes I analogize this a little bit to what happens to people's vision. You know, as you age, it's almost inevitable you need reading glasses, or alternatively, you get a little stiffer. It's harder to do certain stretches. Stiffness afflicts the arteries as well as the rest of the body, or the muscles in the eyes. So is this inevitable? Can it be reversed? Well, there's some pretty astonishing results when people start using the Zona program. So how was it that you stumbled upon this principle?
Well, it was strictly by accident. I wish I could claim that I went looking for that target and found it. And I guess in a way I did. But what happened was I'm a private pilot. I have to take a flight physical. My doctor said to me, "Steve, your blood pressure is starting to go up," which shocked me because I've been active all my life. I was playing basketball 3 to 5 days a week at that time. I was in decent shape, and you know, not any of the normal things. And ultimately, in my case, I think what triggered me was sleep apnea. So I think mm-hmm. that was my trigger. Anyway, he said, "You got to do something about this." And he says, "I want you to look at some lifestyle changes. Make sure you know, drop the salt. I want you to start finding a better way of eating." And the problem was I was doing most of that already. So I started looking for what the alternatives were, what nutritional things I could change. Ultimately tried a bunch of stuff, found nothing that affected me, and then heard by accident a Paul Harvey news blurb out of Oshkosh, which is an aviation event that happens once a year. He says, "We may have found the new treatment for high blood pressure." And he talked about some research that had been presented at Oshkosh by Dr. Ronald Wiley. And Dr. Wiley was a cardiopulmonary physiologist that was doing Air Force research, trying to get fighter pilots to be able to turn faster without blacking out. And one of the side things he found was that he had them doing some extreme isometric exercises. A couple of the pilots were pre-hypertensive. When he went back to look at the data later, he saw they had dropped into the normal range. It lit a light bulb in his mind, and he started hunting it down. He eventually came up with the precursor to the Zona Plus, the therapy, so that he could have extreme exercise in a way that people could do it without being unsafe. And that was the basis for what he was doing. And ultimately, I decided to try one of these investigational devices, put it on my credit card so I could dispute the charge. I was a little worried about it. And at the end of the day, it dropped my blood pressure 27 points systolic and 20 diastolic in 6 weeks, which is just huge, huge drops. So I was very happy. I called the company. I said, I was talking to the president of the company. I said, "Mike, why isn't this everywhere? This seems to me the best solution out there." He says, "It is, but I don't know how to market, and we don't have the money to run it." And I said, "Well, I think I can help you with that." So that was the start of Zona Health.
And see, I think it's one of those best-kept secrets, because you know, as you well know, if a drug were invented that could drop blood pressure on the average 10 to 20 points, and in your case, even better, you may have been an exceptional responder, that drug would be a multi-zillion dollar drug, because most antihypertensive drugs may drop blood pressure at best 3 to 5 points. They consider that a success.
Yes. In fact, when we were doing the application for the FDA clinical trial, which we're setting up for a special segment of the hypertension population, when we're setting that up, we were looking at all the things and the standards we had to meet. And what we found was, to be approved by the FDA, a drug needed 3 millimeters systolic drop to show a significant difference. But the Journal of Hypertension did a meta-analysis, a study of many of our studies, and published that. And in it, the average was 14.8 millimeters.
Wow. That is impressive. So, okay, what does it entail? What is the process like? I've used the device. It's simple to use. It's idiot-proof. It's really user-friendly. It takes you through a series of hand grip exercises, but perhaps you can describe it for us.
Well, in simple terms, what the Zona Plus does is guide you through a very set exercise protocol. And exercise is almost the wrong word, as you know. It is an exercise, but we're not having you move or run or anything like that. What you do typically is sit down, you put the Zona Plus device in your right hand, you squeeze it as hard as you can for about a second, maybe a second and a half. That sets the device for your right hand. You rest. You then put it in your left hand. You squeeze as hard as you can in your left hand. Same thing. You set your left hand now. They're very seldom the same. Each arm is different. And interestingly enough, each day is different, because the body, depending on what you've been eating and doing and where you are in rest cycle and all that, it changes. So we had to find a way to match it to you for today. Once it's set, the little computer inside then sets forth two-minute static contractions. And what that means is you squeeze it and follow the ball, just like a joystick on a computer game or in an airplane, and you look at the screen and you just keep it steady for 2 minutes. You rest for a minute, switch hands, 2 minutes, rest for a minute, switch hands. Anyway, so you do twice on each hand, and that's it. You spend a little less than 12 minutes once a day, 5 days a week. And what we're trying to do is, we have to get you to a certain level that will trigger the body's response, but we don't want you to go too high a level that becomes dangerous. There's a very narrow window to make this work. And so that's what was designed, and that's what the Zona Plus does.
Yeah, and I've tried it, and it's interesting, because, you know, you establish your baseline, and which is nice, because there's some people who have poor grip. They're older, they're weaker, perhaps they have arthritis, so their hand grip is going to be maybe a quarter of what a hand grip of a normal, healthy person might be. They can still do this. They can do it if they're 105. And then you maintain this grip where you get some feedback. It tells you it's too hard or too soft, and it's a little bit of a trick, where you have to be right on target, and practice makes perfect. You know, you do this for a few cycles, and you get pretty good at it. At first, it's a little hard to get exactly what the hand grip feedback wants you to produce for the grip exercises. But then, you know, I guess you get more accomplished at it. It becomes a routine, and then you do it, and you do it, and you do it. And So this has to be done every single day. You know, what if you're traveling? What if you're busy? You're, you know, feeling well? Can you skip a day?
Good question. So we recommend people do it 5 days a week. But we've had people, and we've studied this. If you took a trip to South America and you forgot your device, by the way, checks through TSA just fine. Not any issues.
Right.
But if you take it with you to forget to take it with you to South America and you're gone a week, it's not going to change anything, because what we're actually doing is remodeling the body in a couple of ways. So if you quit doing it, the results will eventually go away. But you have a week, maybe even 2 weeks of safety that is potential there. So there's what's happening is, as we train your body, we're changing we're training your vagal tone to sit in the parasympathetic range instead of the sympathetic, and we're changing endothelial function. We talked about flexibility of arteries. The distensibility change, that is the flexibility change after using this device for 6 weeks, is 267% better. So it's changing the flexibility. It's smoothing the arteries. The endothelium becomes much smoother, increases nitric oxide production. Well, if you quit doing that, eventually it goes back to the disease state.
Okay, so what's a typical course of therapy? How long before you see results? And then once you see results, is it desirable to do this on a maintenance basis?
Yes, it is required that you do it on a maintenance basis. And that's because the body is actually, as we age, is actually moving into that hypertensive set point, I guess, and we want to change that set point. So you don't want to give it a chance to get back. Dr. Neil McCartney, who's one of the original researchers near Toronto in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, does not have high blood pressure. But his first explanation to me, we sat down, that was incredibly interesting. He says, I use this every day. I said, why do you use this every day? He says, well, I don't have high blood pressure, but I don't want to get high blood pressure. I use it as a prophylactic, and it works that way. We've got major studies saying that people that will do this end up with less hypertensive. And there was a huge study of dock workers done back in the 60s that talked about the results of this. So first off, people that don't have high blood pressure that use this have a decreased chance of ever getting it. Then people that are using that have high blood pressure, they're using this, need to continue the lifestyle modification so that their lifestyle modification is effective. Once they quit that, it's like if they started eating lots and lots of sugar and fat, it's going to change your body's points, set points. So, no, you can't go back to those old habits. You need to stick with the new ones.
Indeed. So what's a typical course of treatment involved before you see results, the kind of results that you saw?
It varies by each person. So if a person is in the average group, somewhere in the 4 to 8 week out range, you'll start to see a fairly significant drop. In my case, it was 5.5 weeks, and then I saw a huge drop over the next 10 days. But most people report the drops, and most of the studies show the drops in the right around that 6 week period. Some outliers, some of the people that we've talked to that have used it for 13 or 14 weeks to see the drop. So it could take longer. And some people that are on medications see it quite a bit faster. So we see some people, depending on their meds, some people as quick as 2.5 weeks, which does bring up a caution. If somebody is on meds using this, and of course we say never go off of meds without your physician's approval, but if they start feeling lightheaded when they stand up, if they're, you know, if everything's starting to get a little lightheaded, then what's happening most likely is the blood pressure is dropping quite a bit, maybe too much, and you're going to want to talk to your physician and start to modify that medication.
That's what they call an embarrassment of riches. You know, it should only be, right? But for normal people, I mean, normal people with mild hypertension, it's not like your blood pressure is going to bottom out with this dangerously so. That can't happen. It's more if you're taking this and you're taking your medication, you may have to cut back or taper your medication slightly to accommodate the natural blood pressure reduction that the device provides.
Correct. And so what's happening is, and one of the beauties of the Zona Plus is that the device typically lowers your blood pressure into the normal range. So we'll see people 115 to 130 systolic as sort of a baseline, and it doesn't send you down to 50 or 40, or it doesn't keep going that way. It'll just put you into where your normal healthy stage is going to be. And the reason that we see people in medication start to actually go lower is now they're being treated for something they don't have anymore. So...
All right, that provides us with a really good introduction to the principle behind the Zona Plus. And for those of you desirous of information, you can go to zona.com. But in part two, we're going to elaborate We divide these podcasts into two parts, as many of you know. And in part two, we're going to elaborate. We'll talk a little bit more about the research and some other aspects of therapy with the Zona Plus. Zona.com will provide you with information about it. And also in part two, we'll provide you with information about a special offer that you can obtain as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, because I am super excited about this product. I'm really going to turn my patients onto it, and I want my listeners to be aware. Our guest is Steve Wood. He's president of Zona Health, and he is conducting research on how the Zona Health might revolutionize our approach to hypertension. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.